In the mountains of North Carolina, near Linville, there exists a strange phenomenon called the Brown Mountain Light. On a clear night, this light can be seen moving about on the mountaintops and down in the valleys in a strange and ghost-like manner. This light has existed since the early days of the covered wagon, and until this time, no one has been able to explain the mystery of the Brown Mountain Light.
Like the crown of an angel, and fades as the mist comes and goes. Way over yonder, night after night until dawn, a faithful old slave come back from the grave is searching, searching, searching for his master long, long gone.
Way out on Old Enville Mountain, where the bear and the catamount ring, there's a strange ghostly light can be seen every night, no scientist or hunter can explain. In the days when the old covered wagons would camp on the flats for the night, with the stars growing dim on the old high board's rim, they'd watch for the Brown Mountain Light.
Like the crown of an angel, and fades as the mist comes and goes. Way over yonder, night after night until dawn, a faithful old slave come back from the grave is searching, searching, searching for his master long, long gone.
Long years ago, a southern planter came hunting in this wild land alone. And here, so they say, the hunter lost his way, never returned to his own. A trusting old slave brought a lantern and searched, but in vain, day and night. Now the old slave is gone, but his spirit wanders on, and the old lantern still casts its light.
High on the mountain, and down the canyon below, it shines like the crown of an angel, and fades as the mist comes and goes. Way over yonder, night after night until dawn, a faithful old slave come back from the grave is searching, searching, searching for his master long, long gone. Searching, searching, searching